XYZ and any show it in use. In addition to Rasid and Prabhu, Subhyanto stated that Qatar has committed to investing in Daya Anagata Nusantara, or Dayantara, with $2 billion. Prabhu said the Emir of Qatar will invest with Dayantara, and this is part of the increased cooperation between Indonesia and Qatar. Quoted from Tembo, Prabhu will conclude his visit to Qatar by attending an official luncheon with the Emir of Qatar. After that, Prabhu and Indonesian delegates will continue their diplomatic visit to Amman, Jordan. PT Angkasa Pura Indonesia Injourney Branch Office at Soekarno-Hatta Airport, Tangerang, Banten has ensured its readiness to provide facilities and services for the Hajj season, which will be held in May 2025. Quoted from Tempo, Soekarno-Hatta Airport General Manager Dwi Ananda Wicaksana stated that the preparation of facilities by Angkasa Pura, particularly the special Hajj and Umrah terminal services, one of them is related to the Makkah Road service. He mentioned that the Makkah Road service, which was previously located at Terminal 2Z of Soekarno-Hatta Airport, will be moved to Terminal 2F. This is because all Hajj and Umrah services will be centralized at that terminal. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Thank you. Province in 2023. In addition, the song also involves Simhala Avadana, vocalist of the band Numata. The song Puisi Kota tells a personal reflection on life in Jakarta, which is full of contradictions. The big city provides many opportunities and also dreams for some people, but on the other hand, it can also make someone feel small and lonely. Well, it's here. Here is Maudie Ayunda with her latest single, Puisi Kota. Have a listen.
Creating a spatial cyber attack division in the army, and what they are doing, you will be listening to the next VOA talk. So stay tuned on Edward Service, Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in nine language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and live streaming on voanews.id and RFE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Fashion, Indonesian Wonder, Kisarani, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Supporting the PRI major operations. and cyber-enabled operation. Yeah. Then I also get to that cyber-enabled operation to disrupt any command and control system, communication and logistics. And the third is another thing that we need to enhance cyber defense. Yeah. Okay, what cyber defense? That is things that two core that we need to focus on for the cyber defense capabilities. That the cyber attack defense division can have enhanced the PLI cyber defense capabilities in protecting its own networks and system from cyber threats. And how about cyber security expertise? We need to provide cyber security expertise to support the development of Indonesia national cyber security strategy. And the reason is that we need to support law enforcement. Yeah, in cyber crime investigation and also cyber security cooperation, as well as international cooperation such as the Global Cyber Security Board and Regional Security Initiative. Right? And we hope that by establishing a cyber attack division something like the GNI, we can enhance Indonesia national security to support military operation, either it is military operation for war or military operation other than war, and contribute to global security effort. So,
okay, and what about the system, the support system that has been built, the human resources, technology, and the regulations to support this cyber attack division to run well?
Yeah, the division built has been approved by the FAA a few days ago, and by House of Representatives. We need that bill, really, because the recent revision of the GNI bill, which passed by the House of Representatives on 20 March 2025, includes a provision related to cyber security, which should specifically revise Article 7X to new tests to the military operational war, one of which is a resulting cyber defense test. In terms of implementation, this means that we will have a more proactive role in protecting the country's cybersecurity. It will involve various measures such as monitoring and detecting cyber threats, right? And responding to cyber attacks, and protecting critical infrastructure, as well as collaborating with other agencies, as I mentioned before. We will work to identify a measure of potential cyber threats to the country's national security. For completion, we need the cybersecurity and the price to reflect the growing importance of cybersecurity in the maintenance of our cybersecurity. I think that's all.
And how has this division contributed to handling cyber attacks in Indonesia?
We conducted a cyber awareness training and cyber organization in early 2025, a collaborative event with the Ministry of Defense and Ministry of Scope Asia to design the preparedness and skill enhancement. And also multidimensional threat mitigation, including phishing, ransomware, and the registered national defense system. We also collaborate with the BISN, the National Security Craft Agency, and strategic deals with the Asian partner, and as well as recruitment of higher cyber professionals from both military and civilian background to accelerate upturn capability.
Okay, and one of the preparations to sharpen this policy on February 2025, the Indonesian military has conducted training for more than 20 staff at a cyber awareness and cyber range program. So, what material provided in the training and how's the result?
The Indonesian military conducted a cyber awareness and cyber range training program for over 20 staff members on February 2025. And this program is aimed to enhance the military cyber security capabilities and protect the country's defenses. Regarding the specialization of the training resources to the public, we still plan and I think we're still working on it, and then we will inform it later. We have started efforts to promote cyber security awareness through various initiatives as the Cyber Awareness Forum. And we will share the results and insight gained from the training program through future events, conference, or public awareness campaign. And we will confirm later for the situation effort to our public.
Looking forward for that. Now for us Indonesians ourselves, how can we know if our device has been hacked?
Cyber crime that I mentioned before, and the potential to protect yourself, ourselves, and our neighbors.
Yeah, that's why nowadays, education and socialization is another big task of the government and also the local government going hand in hand with the local communities to prevent this fire. Back to the role of the public itself. What can we play? What role we can play in helping strengthen Indonesia's overall cyber defense? And what practical steps that can individuals take to contribute to a safer digital environment?
I think we need to update our knowledge in cybersecurity, and also we want to read and want to learn something new about the cybersecurity things from the expert, from the real practical expert in cybersecurity, something like that. And we have to socialize it to our family, for example, of our friends, our staff, and concerned about the safety of our data, our internet system, by not having a connection to a certain website that can be harmed our systems itself. I think that's the thing we need to be concerned of, develop our sense of security and to gain more knowledge in cybersecurity things.
Alright, so making sure that everyone has that sense of security, is it one of the obstacles faced by the cyber attack division, or would you like share the other challenges or obstacles faced by this division?
Yeah, I think the focus on CMI division, we focus on the cyber defense and cyber warfare, like we knew or like we've seen in Russian and Ukraine war today. Yeah, the war is not only shooting or using our weapon or tanks, something like that. We also have a war in front, it's a media front, or a secret cybersecurity front. So it is very essential for the BNI or soldiers to improve the capabilities in terms of cybersecurity. Therefore, we could have our national agency that focus on cybersecurity in protecting our country.
Okay, final statement please to our listeners around the world, particularly about Indonesia that is now having cyber attack, to say cyber military force, and to our Indonesian listeners to be more aware of this cybersecurity issue.
Yeah, by the equipment of the CMI bill before by the House of Representatives, adding the duty for the Ministry of Officials added more about the concern the CMI in protecting or in important in cyber security is not to refocus on the cyber defense and cyber warfare. That's our CMI focus. We will try to also help the other national security agency to protect the cyber security of our country itself, and also we will protect the country by in terms of war in cybersecurity, because our full army nowadays not only protect us in using open attack, as we said, like using their planes, using their aircraft, using tank weapon, but they try to harm us using the cybersecurity network, something like that.
Cyber defense and cyber warfare.
Yes,
highlighted on both. Thank you so much, Mr. Christomasian, for your insight about the cyber military force, cyber security, defense, and warfare. Hopefully, we are all, especially the country, will stay safe always. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Well, we think that today's VOA talking about Indonesia that has a cyber military force that will strengthen the country's cyber defense and warfare. Stay tuned for more insightful and inspiring interviews on VOA Talk from Voice of Indonesia.
Overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and by streaming on voanews.id and RFE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: People on the Forum, The Fashion, Indonesian Wonder, Disneyland, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Thank you.
speaking to a tradition village, which is located 12 kilometers to the east from the city of Enge, namely, Borisov village, the city of Argos in Greek story. That's what people may cross through their mind when setting foot in the village and seeing it from a height of about 800 meters above sea level. We are getting amazed after 30 minutes of driving from the city center of Enge. Passing through semi-hot mixed road, along the coast of Nalanesa, with waves and sparkling black sand, which have particular charm. Precisely in front of Borisov church, which stands steadily, we begin our journey to the center of traditional kampong. We trace rising paths and pass through village, meeting people with friendliness. They do not hesitate to smile at us while doing their activities. Children are playing and running around, enjoying beautiful moments. Before arriving in the center of traditional kampong, we should meet Bernardo's bay to ask permission. He is Mozalaki, or custom leaders in Borisov village. He is precisely called Mozalaki because Sawo, who plays a key role in every traditional processions in the village. The middle-aged man guides us to Nuwapu'u, or the original kampong, where Sawo Ria, or big houses, are situated. There are two Sawo Ria in the village, namely, Sawo Atalaki and Sawo Sui. They are wooden stone houses with umbria as the roof, with steady rocks arrangement, which have existed since the first generation to the seventh. This house is already for the fourth generation. It was not noticed yet. This house is symbolic, related to the territory rights of custom white people. It symbolizes working together and unity. The house was built with a ritual of ceremony. Every house is inhabited by two tribes. Each tribe only has three heads of families, which means every Sawo Ria is inhabited by six heads of families. Now we take you to enter Sawo Atalaki to explore parts of the house. Sawo Atalaki has two sides, the left and the right side. Every wooden building side, which is inhabited by two tribes, has three rooms, with each name and function. There are Wajabu Uria, Wajaluru, and Wajatenda.
Di dalamnya ada tiga bagian. Yang pertama bagian Buria, kalau Buria Wajalulu, yang kedua Wajatenda.
The parts inside the house, they are Wajabu Uria, Wajalulu, and Wajatenda. The first one is inhabited by the first child, because Bu itself means golden. Then there's a place to keep the answers of hand to take objects. There's also a place for Mozalaki to discuss. In front of the house, there's a place for Mishawara, or deliberation and traditional ritual. After that, there are bedroom and kitchen. The position is the same, both in the left and the right side.
To build and renovate the traditional house, it takes months and even years through various traditional ceremonies, which need high cost at least 2 billion rupiah. That was the total amount of field by Bernardo's day. Although most of Borisov villagers are plantation farmers, they are willing to pay a big amount of fund for traditional affairs. Moreover, their relatives who have been wandering are willing to do that. In 2005, Sawo Atalaki was renovated, starting from the making of temporary gobok or hut to the process of rope yarn spinning, which was arranged for traditional ceremony. The spun rope yarn was used to put pegs of wood called and people break down the house and hold a traditional ceremony to move their heritage objects to a temporary hut which was built before the ceremony. After it was all done, the ceremony called Lealako to prevent bad luck during the construction process of the traditional house was held.
Apabila Lealako itu dimana para tukang dengan
Lealako ceremony is when construction workers clear the location, put off in the kampung and in the forest. They should give food in four directions to stay away from bad luck and hot potatoes. They give a ring to the ruler of the forest before it got in the woods. An animal is given a sacrificed animal. Once it arrives in the last phase of construction, offering is put again to show thanks and gratitude to the ruler of the forest.
Materials are complete. The people do end their sound ceremony. The all-night-long ceremony featured pandak and gummy gums. In the morning, people go back to work to put leke pera, house pole, with offerings. People say that it has a magical power and it functions as supporting poles for other poles. It is the main pole which will hold back any kind of disaster. It is in the right side of the house. This process is done for 4 years. There are special days in the process of traditional house construction, where all villagers are prohibited to do any activities, including raiding or doing house chores. The days are considered as purification to make the traditional house sacred.
For days. After that, there are 4 days of purification in which the house owner, construction workers, and all villagers are prohibited to do any activities. The house is fenced with leaves to make it sacred. Within 4 days, activities like weaving and extracting are stopped. They cannot touch the house either. The 4 days off are special for the house purification. After that, the construction begins again in the ceremony.
Although the traditional house is constructed, the people cannot immediately live in the house. There are more series of traditional ceremonies. Before the launching ceremony, in the dance, precisely at 6, custom leaders does bad luck prevention process again, giving offerings in 4 directions to repel bad spirit in the village, forest, and in the sky. In the evening, the ceremonies of Gola Mio, Okemuku, and Gawi Kea are held in Kerakanga, which is participated by regional government officials and all Mozalaki in Borisov village. Kerakanga is a place where their ancestors did worship with one stone monument named Musumase. This monument is the center of all spiritual power in Borisov village. Besides that stone's graves, which have existed for hundreds of years in Kerakanga, the graves will be used as the last eternal resting place for Mozalaki.
Kerakanga, rumah tempat tinggal berhala oleh seluruh para Mozalaki.
Kerakanga is a place where Mozalaki worship the adults. The graves have levels. Within the circle is a stone monument called Musumase as the center of spiritual power. The stone is worshipped as an idol. The public offering in the upper part to symbolize the sky and in the lower part to symbolize the earth. The stone monument is buried by Mozalaki in the temple center called Pusenua in Hiyo language.
In the end of the series of ceremonies, all people and Mozalaki do pandak and gummy gums accompanied with Ngolamba traditional music to show gratitude for the smooth construction of Sawo Ria. That's the culture and tradition in Borisov traditional village. A traditional village with hundreds of ceremonies which are still maintained. A village with megalithic site which is still preserved until today.